This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Communications Minister, Solomon Latsi, said that government needs to improve digital literacy before expanding public services online. So you can't introduce all of these services and the very same people that must use these services don't understand a thing of what's going on. And some of us are not there to help them navigate through these systems, but we would like for their lives to be a little bit more easier. So what do we do? That's where government should come in and invest. And this was a conversation that was happening at the government social media summit, by the way, where he says, look, we need to close the digital divide. You know, we need to make sure that we communicate sufficiently at schools. We need to make sure that communities, they all have a role in equipping people with digital skills. So that is where government needs to come in. So the long story short was that investment in digital skills and support from schools, libraries, your community organizations and government is very critical at this point. How government is going to look at some of these systems and say, yeah, no, we have done a very good job, is by seeing more people utilize the systems.
Yes.
So we are making life easier for people. But woo, if you've got friends or family who often ask you to help them use the computer or the internet, are you the go-to person, the tech clued up individual? And also, what did you help them with? Technology. Also, it depends. I mean, you grew up under which era. So how is the setup like right now? Are you the tech guru in the family? You are the one that assists everyone. They come to you for help with the use of a computer or the internet? Or are you the one who's relying on your kids now to assist you?
Hi, team. Yo, this conversation is very funny because I am the one who is being helped by the kids. But listen, I'm not slow, right? And I grasp everything around Internet of Things, media, and all of that, right? However, because I've got children, I sometimes abuse them. So guess what they did to me last week when they were leaving for holidays? They wrote down a password on a piece of paper and put it under the phone. And the other time, the one said to me, but Mama, what are you going to do without us? As if I depend on them. Like, what do you mean?
You're not.
But also, hey, let's call about Ruta. Go TikTok. We don't want.
Good afternoon, team. I am the go-to tech person in my family. I do everything tech on my husband's phone except the banking app, of course. Yeah, when? When he has a problem with any of his banking apps, he goes straight to the bank by himself. Of course, my sister. What did you expect? Hey! You start calculating everything. Eta team, I am constantly helping my boss. I recently helped her connect her phone and laptop via Bluetooth. She called since we are on holidays. I took her through the steps. The funniest thing is that, I assisted her was to teach her the emoji, the one with the finger up. Yeah. It's not supposed to be used in a church group. Instead, you use this other one. Oh, snap. So, boss, when she wanted to point at something, she will point with the middle finger and say, "Kira, this information." I quote her, this one. Oh, she laughed her lungs out when I told her that she's not supposed to use that one. She's using the wrong one. Like I said, maybe we are quick to agree with the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Solomon Latsi, who says, man, government must improve digital literacy before expanding public services online. Sure, we want the systems to be much easier for everyone, but we don't want people to be left behind or ask us to assist them with the very same thing over and over again. So the more we educate our people by stationing or positioning people in different areas in our communities, like your libraries, for an example, that could work, because then they can just take a stroll and go and learn about a system, how to book an appointment at Home Affairs, amongst many other services that are currently provided or that have migrated to online systems. And we invited you to tell us earlier on if you are the go-to tech person in your family or are the kids coming to your rescue all the time.
Hi, DJ Complexion.
I do have a, there is this sister of mine, whenever she's around at home, I'm a tech buddy, because I sometimes help her to set up her profile on WhatsApp, and even save contacts for her. So I remember this other day, she went to a friend, to our neighbor, and then she asked her to help her set a profile on WhatsApp because she was so embarrassed that we are going to laugh at her. And I was like, no, man, this can't be happening. Yeah. Lillian, come on. Bush Patrice.
Tim, good afternoon, good afternoon. Eish. Nabakona ulwale nagamuntu, ne? But they depend on me. Yeah, I love them. It was a computer and I'm going to get it. Jiggy, after about 20 minutes, it was a bit of hey. Hey, how's your baby? How are you? How are you? Happy ing ing. Then I got a lot. I'm a little then I was sharp. So, the advantage I got you. Or I want to see my room. Or I give up what is the moon room. It was a laptop.
Thank you, the brother. Afternoon, team. Please keep me anonymous. I'm the one who helps everyone. And even when I don't know, I have to go to YouTube and check so that I can explain to them step by step what happens. Team, hey, Kimatata. Ogreki getile concentrating. Ogamotor ntushemo. Giving me their phone. Hi. I'm the one helping my family, even though my brother is an IT graduate. Kimusila Khafane, ko Tabine, Ramoboya, and it wraps up by saying, Danki. Hello, beautiful team. To be honest, they used to ask me to help the fathers at our society with WhatsApp and creating a group over 10 years. And I encouraged my uncle to join WhatsApp because he was wasting money on airtime, you know, calling. So since I taught him WhatsApp, I know he's abusing it. He's calling nonstop. And at work, everyone wants me to help them with the installation of Hollywood gambling. And I know, right? It happened with me as well. Like I said earlier on, that I had to help an aunt to migrate from using airtime all the time to make calls to be on WhatsApp. And since then, my Lord. Edzai Zobo is our tech expert joining us on the line. Ndima Sikati Sibara, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Are you well?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The line there seems to be breaking a bit, but I hope we'll be able to hear each other. So maybe let's look at your perspective. I mean, what does digital literacy mean in 2026? And how far behind are we as a country?
So digital literacy is no longer enough. You actually need to be digital and AI fluent, right? And this means that you should be able to navigate online spaces, spot scams, tell what is credible information and what is not, and be able to protect yourself and be able to actually be as productive as you can. So it's no longer just digital literacy, but it's digital plus AI fluency.
What seems to be the biggest problem when it comes to digital inclusion in the country? Is it the high cost of data, limited internet access? I mean, some areas are still struggling to date.
No, I think the basic thing is infrastructure, especially in the rural areas or in the sparsely populated regions of Africa.
Yeah.
I think you have seen the CEOs of telcos when they were in parliament, when they were asked, why is it that you're not putting fiber in the rural areas like Kuruman and all that, and they said it's not commercially viable. Mm. So it means that for them, from a conventional perspective, it doesn't make sense. So now that is where now we as citizens have to actually make our own plan. And if government wants to include us in solving the problem, then maybe they should come up with an incentive scheme of some sort to say, if you provide Wi-Fi for 10 households, we can give you a rebate, almost like what they do with solar, you know, something like that.
Mm. Is that the only solution, though? Because, I mean, government is moving more services online. You are booking appointments online. You are, you know, submitting queries online. But how do we do this without excluding the millions of South Africans that would also like to be part of this digital migration?
So their move towards online services, it's not a bad idea. It's actually commendable that they're actually thinking about it. And we've seen this being executed quite well, especially in India. It's something called the India Stack. It's a digital public infrastructure where people with smartphones can actually use it online. People with feature phones can use it offline, and they can access all government services regardless of what phone they're using. So that is the way that they bridge the infrastructure gap. So if we can have an India Tech, that would be great. Rwanda has got something called Irembo, and then Brazil also has a DPI, that is a digital public infrastructure. So we can do it, and it will be inclusive, but it has to be done right.
Sure. Speaking of inclusivity, what basic AI and digital skill you would say every South African needs to have right now to find opportunities and to avoid online scams and misinformation?
So there's a framework that was created by Anthropic. These are the makers of clothes, right? Cloud AI.
Yes.
It's called the 4D framework, where D, the first D is delegation, the second one is description, the third one is discernment, and the fourth one, oh, I forgot on the fourth one. Come on. Right. But the idea is you should be able to know when and when to use AI. Mm-hmm. You should be able to talk to AI and to talk to systems effectively. Mm-hmm. And then you should be able to discern, to say, okay, what is true, what is not, what is AI, what is not, how can you best protect yourself? And then obviously, the last one deals with ethics, like POPIA and all that. So if somebody infringes your rights and uses your face or your likeness, let's stop suing people for abusing our likeness, you know? So we need to get to protect ourselves. But we need examples. So, complexion, if you use my face, yeah, I want to take you to court. Mm-hmm.
So, between, I mean, in closing, between Claude and ChatGPT, which one is your fighter? Because I've seen a lot of people leaning towards Claude these days. They are getting away from ChatGPT. What do you prefer the most?
I use a lot of Claude, but if you see the 5.6 Sol that was released by ChatGPT 2 days ago,
yeah,
is really great. So the problem with these AIs is that they are always outdoing each other with every update. So I use all of them.
Thank you so much for making time to join us. Always a pleasure chatting to you, sir. That's Edzai Zwabo. He's our tech expert talking to us on today's Tech Focus. We did share with you earlier on that the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Solly Malatsi, says government must do more to close the gap between those who have access to digital connectivity and those who do not.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.